I've written on the board, Reflections of a Father. I will say to start with, y'all, I'm so thankful for what the Lord has blessed me. I don't know of anything in life that's made me happier than being a dad. That's not enough for today. These things need to apply to our souls. But I also don't elevate myself, I promise you. And I'm sure that will come out as I talk here. I'm learning. But there's some things the Lord just kind of put on my heart here, and I want to share them with you. We sang a song called Behold What Love. And the Lord is many, many things to us. Wisdom. He has judgment. Discernment. Correction. He has many things. But in everything that the Lord has, as we read in our Bible, very clearly says that God is love. And as I wrote this title on the board, what the Lord is doing in my heart, it's just opening maybe a little tiny window into the love that He has for us. And I'm thankful for that love this morning. I appreciate it immensely. And I know I don't appreciate it enough. I don't know that I ever could. I believe that with all my heart, and I'm believing that stronger and stronger. Every day that God blesses me with another child in my home, every day that I live with those children and watch them grow up, and every day that I spend time around them, and I'm loving them, I'm believing in my heart, God's just opening just a little window to show me how He feels about us. This song said, Behold what love, and that's a good word in itself. But evidently the author felt like that didn't quite make it clear enough. Because he said, yes, love divine. Now I don't want you to actually do this, but just maybe, I don't know what the word is, but almost rhetorically maybe. Anyways, I'd like for you to stand up in your mind, not physically, please don't. Stand up if you feel like you've qualified for the word divine to be established over your life. As far as in who you are. And my point being, this word divine is something that's so beyond us. When we consider, and I believe that the life that children grow up, the love they experience or don't experience in the home, does have an effect on their ability to relate to their Heavenly Father. But I don't believe in any way that it is as great or... Lord help me. It's a thing God uses. And as incredible as it is, this love that God has for us, when we consider it, we must consider that His love has a little tag behind it that goes beyond anything we can possibly experience in of ourselves. He has a love that's so much greater. You know, sometimes we and as humans, we have to work with what we know to some degree. And so sometimes in our mind, I believe it was mentioned some about God doing something out of a box or something, kind of getting outside our thinking a lot of times and doing something beyond what we considered possible. We have to realize that thank God for all the examples we have, but as we consider those things, the love of God is far greater. Don't we have a song that says that? It's greater still. It's greater than the things we've considered. So if you've grown up in a home and you've experienced the love of a father, the love of a mother, love in itself, and that's a blessing to you, don't limit God. Be thankful for it and realize God has a love that's so much greater. When you are hurt or you're in need and you feel a need to run to your earthly father, your earthly mother, because why? Why do you run to them? Because they've loved you. Because you've got a history and they've proved it to you and they've shown you that they love you. Well, now as a saint of God, you've got to realize something. You've got a Heavenly Father that experience, that desire you have to run to your earthly mother or father. He's got a love so much even greater than that good love that you experienced, that great love that you experienced. It's beyond what you can consider. And so my point being is we need to believe that. We need to realize that. Because then, why did we run to our earthly mother and father? Because we knew they loved us. Are you really going to run to God if you don't believe He loves you? If you're sitting here right now and you feel like God is just somebody who puts a thumb over you and pushes you down, is that who you're going to run to when you really need Him? Are you going to understand that He is the God of love? His love is divine. It's wonderful. It's waiting for you to just run to Him, whatever your need is. And I suggest, you feel like running to your earthly mother or father, I'm in a position I can't do that now. But I have a Heavenly Father I can run to at any time. And He's proven it to me from past experience. I know it now. I believe it. I know that He loves me. This is how we feel sometimes. As messed up as I am. as hard as life is sometimes. As rough as it's gotten. And as much as I feel like, you know, I kind of believe Satan. You're just a failure. Sometimes we can get to feeling that way. The Lord loves you. You know, there's one thing I've learned. I have been blessed with 5 children so far. My oldest is 9. And this is true of any child. So I won't really single one out, but some people around know, if you've been around me much, you know how our children are. They're wonderful. But y'all probably have this experience too. If you've had more than one child, and even with one child, you know that they're not all the same. And what works with one child doesn't work with another. Okay? So I've been blessed with a child that with many children, and I've learned that they can do a lot of things. And those things can, the children of Israel stirred God's wrath sometimes. It can upset me. I'll just put it that way. It can get me upset sometimes, what you're doing. But you know, it never, Brother Michael talked about the proffered hand, and Brother Michael, that just witnessed what was on my heart to me very strongly. You know, that's not, he said, he walked down and he offered the hand, and he shook it, and he said, that's a proffered hand. He said, but that's not completely it. And I said, Brother Michael, I know, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm thinking how the Lord has a proffered hand. It's not just a handshake. It's like he said, it's a hand that's reaching out and saying, okay, come, you weak, weary, tired. Come, you sinners. Come, you fallen, you backslidden. Come, you saints of God. Come. That's what that hand's saying. He's not just standing by the back door shaking hands as you go through. That's great. I'm not knocking that. But what he's doing is so much more. And I believe in that even more because of some of my reflections as a father, because I realize when my children have messed up, every child's messed up. I've messed up. But when they come to me, there's not folded arms. there may be a lesson to learn. There may have to be some discipline or something, but there, even in the discipline, it just wells up. I love you. And I've sometimes looked at one child. I'm just remembering this happened recently and just been through a battle with him and everything. And then he kind of just quiets down. And I'm just like, God, I don't even understand this. I'm just crazy about this little boy. I'm just crazy about him. I just love him so much. And y'all, you've experienced that if you've been a dad. Well, do I think that my love is greater than God's? Do I not realize, behold, what love? This guy didn't just say, well, you know what? I mean, and that's a good statement, but God equals love. There's expression in this title. Behold, consider for a moment. Think about it. Behold, what love. Yes, love divine, the Father showed to thee, and that he gave his only Son, thy soul from sin to freedom. And that he gave his only Son. Consider. Is that just a handshake? That's a lot more than a handshake. God took the most valuable thing that he had and offered to us pure and righteous and holy people? No. No. That's not what we were. It says in the Bible here, maybe a good point to read this verse. Chapter 5 of Romans says in the 6th verse, "For yet when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." We didn't even look like Him. We didn't even act like Him. We weren't even, honestly, we were lost. We weren't walking in His ways. We weren't following His precepts and His commandments. We were lost. We were bound. The rest of this chapter goes on to talk about how we, because of Adam and all, we were dead in sins. And He didn't wait until somehow that got corrected. He sat there and offered the hand, just like you do. Just like you do to your children if you love them. When there's a problem, when there's a... Sometimes love is just, you feel it the greatest when they messed up. And you're reaching out to them saying, "We've got to correct something. But I want you, I'm not pushing you away. I'm not holding you like this. I'm bringing you in to correct you to whatever. But every move I'm making towards you is a move in love. It's a move because I love you. I want you to be..." I tell my boys a lot. I try to tell them, I say, "You know why I'm doing this. You know why I'm correcting. You know why I stay on you. Do you know why I try to make sure you're doing it the right way? It's because everything in your life, if you don't learn to correct this behavior or whatever it is, it will affect you. It'll affect your job. It'll affect your marriage. I know they're just 9 years old, but they've already heard this. I want them to know, I'm not doing this because Dad likes to punish you or correct you or anything for the correction's sake. I'm correcting you because I love you, and I know how it affects the rest of your life, your choice of friendships, your ability to stay in a friendship when you have a friend, your ability to stay in a job, your ability to have a home, have a wife, have a husband, and have one that is a good marriage, and to have children that you then can love, and you can experience all that. This is the reason why. And I always say, and ultimately, and y'all, I don't say this enough. Lord help me to say it more. But ultimately, it affects your relationship with God. When God's correcting you, it's not to push you down. It's not because that's what He gets His enjoyment out of. It's because He loves us. When He's correcting, it's because He loves us. He wants to help us. That's what it means. The verse in the Bible that says, y'all have to help me because I didn't even look at this one, but a smoking flax and a bruised reed. Maybe. All right, a bruised reed He will not break, and a smoking flax He will not quench. That's what that verse means. God's not there. You know, one day, my children will make their choices. It's out of my hands then. You know? But I'm not going to determine that it's over. I'm not going to determine that there's no hope. I'm not going to determine, as long as there's power in my hands to do something, to help them some way, to correct this, I'm not going to give up. As much as I may feel like, you know, God didn't feel it, but I may feel like a failure or something, I'm not going to stop. Every ounce of hope I have, I'm going to take advantage of. And you know, that's what that verse is saying about us and God. Every ounce of chance He has. There's a point where you make your own choices. You go your own way. And God can't, you know, He still says in His Bible that He still reaches out. God's going to take advantage of every ounce of hope there is to work in your heart. You know, it makes me think of the verse there to give a little balance to that, that says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap." God's not fooled. We're worried about, you know, we worry sometimes, well, if I show too much love, you know, I'm going to approve or something. God knows what's going on. He knows where the heart is. And this message isn't sitting here saying, oh, don't worry about it. Because His judgment will fall. And it'll fall even greater when we consider, behold, what love was extended to us. But wherever you are, right now, If I wouldn't cut one of my children off, if the love in me compels me to take advantage of every ounce of hope that there is to show them the way, to show them the joy that life has to offer, that eternal life has to offer, to show them the right way. If I have that kind of love, who am I to think that God would lose patience before me? Who am I to think that God would give up before me? That's my burden today, and I didn't expect to be up here this long, and I've still got a little more I want to share with you, but I see almost two groups of people, and I know there's more than this. But I see the group who's grown up, like I said, in the good homes and knowing the love of a father and a mother who cared for them and nourished that environment. And then I see homes, and they're not all out on, in the rough areas. They're not all out in sin and heathen places. Lord, help us. There are groups of people who've not known the love that's nourished. And I want to tell you this morning that neither one of those limit God. If you've known it, God's greater than what you've known. That don't stop there. He's greater. Run to Him. As you learn that in your life, run to Him. Let Him help you. Let Him solve your problems. But you know what? If you haven't known that, I want to tell you something. That doesn't limit God either. He has all the love. That's part of the divine nature of His love. There's not a place. There's not an amount of love that restricts Him that you've experienced in your life. And there's not an amount of love that is greater than what He can give. His love is divine. And it says, "For yet when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You want to talk about a proffered hand? You want to understand what that really means? That's what that proffered hand is. That's what He's extending to us this morning. You know, it even says in the Bible in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon..." I wanted to ask you that too. If I say God, what is the first word that comes to your mind? God, the Father. Is that not all through the... Did He not choose? He could have named Himself any kind of thing. He could have got anything written down here. It doesn't matter. Jesus on the cross cried, "Abba, Father," which in my understanding meant an even more term of endearment than just the word Father. He cried out. God established that this is the kind of relationship He wants with us. This is His desire. It's one that's nourishing, loving, and caring for us that we can call upon. And just like you run to your earthly father and mother, you can call in any time. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God." You know, I pray that the Lord has blessed that to you. Like I said, I didn't really expect to be up here, but the Lord just put that on my heart. Y'all, God loves us. He cares about us. He's so much greater. His love is so much greater than what you've experienced, whether it was good or bad. His mercy, His patience, His desire to love us and work with us and help us, whatever we're struggling with. Don't you feel that way? Don't tell me that the Satan hasn't come to you sometimes and said, "Oh, you know what? You really kind of messed up here. You know, this God loves you and all, but this is where it kind of ends. This is kind of the thing that's too great. You know, He's done so much for you, and then you find yourself in this place struggling with this thing. Maybe it's faith. Maybe it's just struggling to believe for something that God wants to give you in your life. Maybe it's, you know what? Maybe it's sin. Maybe you have done the ultimate, and you have truly messed up. And Satan will come in and he'll try to say, "Brandon," whoever, whatever your name is,
He'll say, that's it. That's it. But take it, and I trust you have, there are, you know, I've looked at other fathers and realized, oh, Lord, I wish I had that kind of love. I wish I had that kind of ability. So I'm not elevating. But just take it from a father who's reflecting a little bit this morning. If my love is great enough, that whatever my son or my daughter does, I'm willing to help them if they're wanting to correct, if they're wanting to get their life back on track, they're wanting to do right. There's not a point where my proffered hand turns to a stop when they're trying to make the change. You know, God actually never put that hand up. We just, sometimes people have run from God. But you know what? His hand is still like that. He's waiting. If they'll turn around and come back, it's right there. It's still open. He's still wanting to say, come on, let's fix what's wrong. Don't misunderstand the message. But it will do whatever it takes. We'll get this thing fixed and worked out. And if in my heart I've experienced, as young as my children are, I've experienced a love that grows in that manner, I do not elevate myself to think that mine is greater than God's. I know that He truly has a divine love. And I want you to believe that this morning. I want to leave that with you. You pray for me.